The house will come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Roger Easland. He's from the First Congregational United Church of Christ here in Pierre. And leading us in the pledge is Heather Rayburn from Hurley, South Dakota.
Let us pray. God of grace and glory, we thank you for this, all these structures and institutions of democracy. Democracy, like your grace, is never cheap, but requires vigilance, diligence, and just plain old hard work. Bless this day and the hard work of the political process so that the fruits of our labors may make the weak strong, the strong just, and the just compassionate. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll.
Here. Abdallah, Adelstein, Bartling, Bagalka, Bradford, Broderick, Dick Brown, Jarvis Brown, Berg, Clark, Davis, Derby, Duenwald, Dunifan, Elliott, Flowers, Frost, Frisley, Garnitz, Gillespie, Glensky, Tom Hansen, Gary Hansen, Hargens, Heinemann, Don Hennies, Thomas Hennies, Holbeck, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jaspers, Jensen, Junkie, Clout, Klochek, Koistinen, Knoll, Koistra, Lang, Lintz, Madsen, McCauley, McCoy, Michaels, Monroe, Marshall, Noctical, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Gordon, Peterson, Bill Peterson, Jim Peterson, Pitts, Pummel, Roden, Richter, Siebert, Sigdestad, Slaughter, Smith, Solem, Sutton, Tupel, Valander, Van Etten, Van Gerpen, Van Norman, Wick, Speaker Icarius. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Scott Icarius, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 77th Legislative Session pursuant to SDCL 258 respectfully reports that a salary schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees has been developed and filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor. Respectfully submitted, Scott Icarius, Bill Peterson, and Mel Olson, House Committee. Arnold Brown, Barbara Everest, and Jim Hotmacher, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, the House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act, respectfully reports. Kent Junkie, J.P. Dunifan, Sam Noctical, House Committee, Arnold Brown, Dennis Dugard, and Paul Simmons, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the joint rules of the 76th Legislative Session be adopted as the joint rules of the 77th Legislative Session with the following changes. Respectfully submitted, Scott Icarius, Bill Peterson, and Mel Olson, House Committee, Barbara Everest, Arnold Brown, and Jim Hotmacher, Senate Committee.
Motions.
Representative Bill Peterson moves that a House Select Committee be appointed to meet relative to the rules of the House of the 77th Legislative Session.
Is there a second? Discussion on that motion. Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
The Speaker appoints as such committee Representatives Icarius, Bill Peterson, and Mel Olson.
Consideration of reports of select committees.
Representative Monroe moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the selection of chaplains for the 77th Legislative Session, as found on page 26 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
First reading.
Okay. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1054, an act to require the service of certain documents on the Interim Rules Review Committee and a certain time before the committee meets to review the rules.
For the benefit of the members of the House, all of the bills that received first reading yesterday have been assigned, and it's to remind everybody, it's a requirement to indicate the referral to committee from this standpoint, and we have quite a few, so bear with me and do other things if you wish. House Bill 1004 is assigned to Education, 1005 to State Affairs, 1006 Local Government, 1007 Local Government, 1008 Local Government, 1009 Local Government, 1010 Local Government, 1011 Judiciary, 1012 Judiciary, 1013 Judiciary, 1014 Judiciary, 1015 Judiciary, 1016 Judiciary, 1017 Health and Human Services, 1018 Education, 1019 Agriculture, 1020 Commerce, 1021 Commerce. Speaker assigns House Bill 1022 to Commerce, 1023 to Transportation, 1024 to Transportation, 1025 to Transportation, House Bill 1026 to Transportation, House Bill 1027 to Commerce, House Bill 1028 to Commerce, House Bill 1029 Commerce, 1030 to Transportation, 1031 Appropriations, House Bill 1032 to Retirement Laws, House Bill 1033 to Retirement Laws, House Bill 1034 to Transportation, 1035 Transportation, 1036 Tax, 1037 Transportation, 1038 Transportation, 1039 State Affairs, House Bill 1040 Commerce, House Bill 1041 Ag, 1042 Ag, 1043 Ag, 1044 Health and Human Services, House Bill 1045 Ag, 1046 Ag, 1047 Ag, 1048 State Affairs, House Bill 1049 to State Affairs, House Bill 1050 to State Affairs, Speaker assigns House Bill 1051 to State Affairs, House Bill 1052 to State Affairs, House Bill 1053 to State Affairs, and finally 1054 also to State Affairs.
Thank you. Yep. Revert.
There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business 6, report of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your select committee appointed on House Rules respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the House Rules and recommends that the temporary House Rules become the permanent House Rules of the 77th Legislative Session with the following exception. Respectfully submitted, Scott Icarius, Bill Peterson, and Mel Olson, House Committee.
The order of the businesses have been complete. Are there any announcements from the members of the House of Representatives? Representative Richard Brown.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Announcement relative to the Taxation Committee will be changing this location. Is it appropriate time to speak about that now?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow morning, the Taxation Committee will meet at 9 o'clock, but we will be, I believe it's in room 413. The Senate has, which is right next door to where we ordinarily meet in 412. The Senate has another meeting that needs to take place in a larger room, so ours will last about 15-minute organizational meeting, but the change of that location, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir.
It'll be posted, too, but, Mr. Speaker. It'll be
thank
posted.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Bill Peterson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to remind the members of the body that Dr. James Satterley from South Dakota State University will be here today at 3 o'clock in room 412 to give us an update on the changing demographics of South Dakota. I'd encourage every member to attend that. And also at the conclusion of his presentation, House Republicans will caucus in room 412. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further announcements? Hearing no further announcements, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We stand adjourned.